For most of its existence, 90 years, the National Football League has sold team merchandise like jerseys and hats, and nearly all of it has been designed for men. That may be changing. The Women's Pro Shop is now the NFL's fastest-growing department. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports.
Regina Johnson is by far the most stylish spectator at this Arizona Cardinals practice.
I'm wearing a red fabulous dress, looking fabulous.
Johnson, who won't divulge her age, is wearing a strapless floor-length dress and giant bejeweled sunglasses. Her sculpted fingernails are painted with red and white curlicues, the colors of her beloved team.
I like my nails to be exotic, and I like to wear things that basically shows a difference in my personality. I am very particular about what I'm wearing. I'm very particular about the Cardinals. That's why I have on all red.
That desire to cheer on your team in clothing other than boxy jerseys from the men's department is something the NFL is finally paying attention to.
Better late than never.
Leo Kane is the NFL's Vice President of Consumer Products. He says the organization has long been aware that women make up more than 40% of the nearly 200 million football fans nationwide, but it took league officials years to shed their skepticism about investing in a women's line.
There was a hurdle that people had to get over, like, okay, I know they're fans, but do they really want to wear stuff that, you know, celebrates all 32 of our teams? And I think that answer is coming back a resounding yes.
At least a couple of things influenced that. In 1999, athletic giant Reebok designed the NFL's first women's jersey. A shopping frenzy ensued. The same thing happened in 2005 when the Green Bay Packers launched a line of pink apparel to raise money for breast cancer research. Leo Kane says those sales campaigns helped pave the way for the NFL's current clothing and accessories line.
Oh, you can get great handbags, you can get sundresses, hair accessories.
You can even get clothes with celebrity star power behind them. 2 years ago, actress Alyssa Milano entered into a lucrative contract with the NFL to design a trendy line of girls-only team gear called Touch.
Ladies, you've been cheering for years. Now, football's got a more feminine touch.
The NFL does not disclose its sales figures, but officials do say Milano's line is doing very well, and it's given league officials more confidence that women's apparel will sell. And now football apparel is even going high fashion. At a runway show earlier this year, Phoenix designer Danelle Lynn unveiled the first NFL-authorized ball gown. It's made entirely out of Arizona Cardinals jerseys worn by the players themselves.
They are clean, no worries, no grass stains or sweaty smells.
Lynn partnered with the NFL to design the gown for a charity auction. She hopes its special red sash will bring in a hefty price.
There's a whole front panel that starts at about the waistline and goes all the way to the floor that the entire NFC championship team has now signed.
Since the Cardinals' dress debuted, Lynn has been fielding phone calls from the NFL Wives Club about designing dresses for their teams too, which is very exciting news for an up-and-coming fashion designer. But perhaps the most exciting news of all this season is that the NFL's latest merchandising partner is Victoria's Secret. Now, female fans will have more support than ever on game day. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Would you wear the first NFL-authorized ball gown? I'm not asking only women. Take a look at our website before you decide, npr.org.